We brought this. The trophy that the winner of the FIFA World Cup wins.
Gold.
Touch it, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Gold.
Can I keep it?
Vad ska jag åka där gåta? Jag vet bara jag vill tjäna pengar. Aspa, hässigt ofta i stervig.
Got a dream boy, got a song.
Hello and welcome to the Sound of Football World Cup podcast. I'm Graham Sibley, and as ever, I'm joined by Jan Bilton.
Hello.
And Terry DeFerlin.
Hello.
Yes, World Cup 2026 is here, and it's going to be a big one. It's a huge one. It's so big, it's almost too big for this preview. But we're going to find a way to do this, aren't we, Jan?
We are.
48-team tournament. First time it's been done. It's twice the size it was just a few World Cups ago, isn't it, Terry? Some people are saying too big. Are we saying too big? Are we saying, no, more the merrier. Come on in.
Historically, we've usually been okay with enlarged tournaments. We rigorously defended the 32-team expansion. But I feel that this time, I don't think that I can get on board with 48 teams. I've got to be honest. I'm not sure I can.
Yeah, I'm just about old enough to remember 16-team tournaments. I can remember the 78 World Cup. That was the first World Cup I really got into. But of course, after that, it became 24 teams with Spain. And two group stages, a really messed up quarterfinals. Well, not didn't have quarterfinals, did they? And dodgy doings in that group stage. So we've had badly organised tournaments before. This one could be horrific. It's 12 groups with 4 teams. We are not going to have time to go through each group. And quite frankly, listeners, I don't think you want to listen to it. Really? Do you want to listen to that? Do you really want to listen to us go on and on about who's going to do well in Group F and who's going to do well in Group G and who we think is going to go first, second, third and fourth? No, you don't, listeners. Trust me. I'm telling you now how to enjoy this World Cup already. Get used to it, okay? We would love to do that sort of in-depth approach. And I'm sure there are plenty of other podcasts who are already doing that, aren't they? So maybe we should direct the listeners to those ones. But we're not. We're just going to be a more vibe-oriented approach to this World Cup preview, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't listen to it for obvious reasons, which I'm about to go into. But there was a podcast that was an hour long and they only were doing a review of groups A to D.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, there's no way I'm listening to them. It's not happening. I think we'll definitely go for the vibes because it means that I don't have to do any research whatsoever, which is the kind of podcast I like doing.
Well, yeah. Terry, this is our, let's say 10, 14, 18, 22. This is our fifth World Cup. While we've been doing The Sound of Football, isn't it? And we did content for the 2006 World Cup, didn't we? When we were doing the Onion Bag as well. So,
oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So this is not our first rodeo. So we know how to do this sort of stuff, don't we? And basically, vibes works, doesn't it?
Vibes completely works, and you know, mainstream media is definitely getting on board with that, because you probably are aware that the World Cup podcast family is being joined by the good people of Netflix, who have been suckered in by Gary Lineker's mob into putting something on. Well played, Gaz. Good work. Yeah, enjoy that money. And condolences to Netflix in advance for the absolute bomb you've just paid for. And of course, Piers Morgan and John Terry and is it Simon Jordan?
Yes.
I mean, absolute rogues gallery of podcasters. Very much channeling the old World Cuppa, if you remember that from the, was that the 2010 or was that 2006 that ITV did? Just when podcasts were in their infancy, but that was a sort of after party TV show that they did late at night, and it was just appalling. So, yeah, it, you know, what goes around comes around. We obviously have to adapt as the World Cup adapts. And I suppose also we have to acknowledge that as we've got older, our own personal vibe and tone has changed. Now, tonally, I think that, you know, if we could try and tonally be like Libero, but bring some John Terry vibes with us, then I reckon we probably hit the right spot, lads. I reckon we've got a winner. We got a winner this time around.
Yeah.
In 4 years' time, it'll be Netflix banging on our door saying, guys, please come and save us. Save us. How much and when?
Well, I'm glad you put in the short ad for Piers Morgan and Simon Jordan's podcast, because it's got rid of the riffraff, I would imagine. They've probably stopped listening right now. They're scrolling through their podcatcher. They give me that John Terry podcast. I want it right now in my life.
There's a John Terry podcast? What am I doing listening to this garbage? And so congratulations to those of you who remain. Well done.
Well done.
Both of you that remain.
You passed the first test. I've got an inkling that podcast isn't going to survive the tournament.
I think that there might have to be some personnel changes probably after the first week of the group stages. Yeah, I think attention span is going to be a major problem for some of the participants on that show.
Well, anyway, enough about other podcasts and about how they're going to approach the World Cup. This is how we're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to have a talk about certain issues in the World Cup as we go through, but we're going to save some for the end. We're going to have a little discussion about what we think of the tournament as a whole. At the moment, we're recording this on the Monday evening, so just 3 days before the whole thing kicks off. What we're going to be doing, we're going to be doing weekly podcasts. We're not going to be waiting for gaps in the schedule, because there pretty much aren't any gaps in the schedule. No, we'll just be recording as usual on Monday evening. So every Tuesday we'll come out with a new podcast, which will just basically, whatever stage the tournament's at, we'll just hear some of our vibey takes on what's actually going down. And there is going to be a lot of stuff going down, isn't there, in this tournament, Jan? There's no two ways about it. This is not a normal tournament, is it?
It's not a normal tournament for many, many reasons. One, because it's too big, and there's some other shenanigans, which I think we'll get to towards the end of the podcast.
So how are we going to do this? Well, instead of telling you who's going to win the podcast, instead of telling you...
It's going to be me!
Well, in fact, it is. It is who's going to win the podcast, because we are going to make a game out of it. Yes, the three of us are going to be competing throughout this whole World Cup. Now, of course, it wouldn't be very interesting if we had a sweepstake, because there's only three of us and there's 48 teams. That would be 16 teams each. But we thought we'd do it slightly in reverse. So what we're going to do is we're going to pick out the teams that definitely are not going to win the World Cup. We're just going to go around each time. We're going to tell you who's not going to win the World Cup. So if you did pick that team out of your huge sweepstake at work, then you'll know, well, that's it. Not worth staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning to watch any of those games, is it? So that's how we're going to do it. Each of us, we're going to pick a team that's definitely not going to win the World Cup. And who knows, maybe by the process of elimination, we will actually be able to find out who will win it. Let's get on with it, shall we? Jan, do you feel like getting on with it? Do you feel like picking one of the 48 teams who you think is definitely not going to win the World Cup?
I do. I do very much feel like picking a team that's not going to win it. And I'm going to go big.
Yeah.
I'm going to go big on this one. And I'm probably going to upset one of our two listeners if they happen to be from Scotland, who are not going to win the World Cup. Sorry, Scotland. You've got A great side. You haven't been there in a long, long time, but you ain't coming home with anything other than the good wishes of everybody who loves the Tartan Army.
Yeah, you've gone early there. So not only do you think they're not going to win, you probably don't think they're even going to get out of the group stage. That's pretty keen on you there, Jan. But hey, it means that neither me or Terry have to pick Scotland now because they're already out. They're already gone. No one else can pick them now. Terry, what about you? Who's definitely not going to win the World Cup?
Yeah, I think I'm going to reach for ever so slightly lower hanging fruit than Scotland, which allows me to throw a bit more shade on Scotland because I didn't get the opportunity to do so because Jan has taken that. Come on, let's get the obvious ones out of the way, guys. I'm going to get one of the more obvious ones out there. Curaçao, it's amazing that they're there, but they're not going to win the World Cup. And I don't believe I need to go any further than that.
No, you're right. They're not. But hey, it's great that they're there, isn't it? They're in with Germany, aren't they? So that's going to be fun, isn't it? I think I'll join you. I'll go for some of the lower hanging fruit, the easiest one to say. I'm going to say Jordan are not going to win the World Cup.
Shit podcast, shit football team.
Simon Jordan, yes. Jan?
So the other day I was conned into paying £10 for a World Cup sweepstake at work. And yeah. I went to the hat, a full hat. I was one of the first to get a go. And hoping to get Spain, I pulled out Qatar, who are definitely not going to win the World Cup.
£10, that's
a lot of money for 10. Yeah. There may be a wooden spoon prize, but I don't think I'll make my money back.
That almost qualifies as workplace bullying. I'd have a word with your rep about that, mate.
Wow. Yeah.
Rep. Yes. Okay, then. Terry, pick something else off the low branches then.
Yeah, okay, so I'll avoid the politics for now. And with some regret and reluctance, I am going to say that Tunisia will not win the World Cup.
Ah, right, so me again. Right, I'm going to go with... Now, I think they're going to be a good watch, but they're really not going to win the World Cup, are they? Haiti. Haiti will not win the World Cup.
Wilson Isidore's Haiti.
Wilson Isidore's Haiti.
Strong team, actually, but not going to win the World Cup. But an absolute extraordinary miracle that they're there. Well, kind of a miracle. It's not really a miracle. They're there because like three other CONCACAF teams have already qualified because they're hosts and because it's an expanded tournament format. But nevertheless, if there is a romantic choice, then I think Haiti is there. But yeah.
Jan.
So my next team, and I'm still on the same subject as last time of the £10. £10 I lost in the work sweepstake, which was organised by somebody from New Zealand. So New Zealand are not going to win the World Cup.
Well, I don't know if our former host, Chris, will be rooting for New Zealand. I don't think he's been out there that long. But yeah, New Zealand not going to win the World Cup. Terry, your turn to choose again.
I think, again, like Haiti, my next choice will be entertaining to watch and may be better than people think they're going to be. But I am afraid to say that I can't see Cap Verde winning the World Cup.
And going one down from there, I can't see Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia will probably have the easiest journey throughout the many airports they have to go to, but they'll soon be going to the airport on the way home, I think.
Well, unless they buy it. I can see them buying the World Cup.
They already have, mate. They already have. 2034.
Oh, yeah. What am I saying?
Jan?
I've moved on past the sweepstake. Sort of moved on past it. It's their first time at a World Cup for a long time, but I don't think Iraq, should they be allowed in, will win the World Cup.
Well, Iraq are already there. The team photographer's not there. And one of their strikers was detained for 7 hours. Oof. At the airport before being allowed in. Yeah, so this is the sort of things that... What makes this World Cup a bit unique, isn't it, Terry?
Yeah, I mean, it is particularly odd given that the tournament is being hosted in the land of the free. But yeah, it's nations previously antagonistic towards the US seem to be having a difficulty. And you know what? I think this might be the opportunity then to just make my choice. And let's go with the double set, shall we? And Iran are definitely not going to win the World Cup. And as you suggested before we recorded, Graham, they may not even play in the World Cup, let alone win it.
I think, considering what happened to Ayman Hussein, the aforementioned striker for Iraq, the setup that Iran currently has is they will be in a training camp in, I think, in Tijuana, I think. So just south of the border. They're playing two of their games in LA, so not a million miles away. But they cannot stay for a day in the USA. So they cannot train at the ground before they play. They have to get back to Mexico. Their third game is up in Seattle. So I don't even know how that's going to work. But if they arrive at the airport and their players are detained for any amount of time, then, yeah, they could be unable to field a team in those games. So I can easily see Iran not being able to play their first game, and maybe not any games at all.
We'll see what happens before we start casting aspersions and making judgments. But I think that the there's going to be an awful lot of eyes on that whole situation, and a lot of people just wondering just what's going to happen. So, yeah, fingers crossed all of these fixtures go ahead.
Yes. Right, me again. Right, I'm going to go for a European team this time. I'm going to say Czech Republic are not going to win the World Cup.
And you would be right.
Yes. So, yeah, they're in with Mexico, and I think that's a bit of a tricky group, and I don't think they'll do any good in that at all. So, yes, Czech Republic will not win the World Cup. Jan?
I'm going to go for Panama. They're in England's group, as are Croatia and Ghana, so I don't think that they're going to stand much of a chance, unfortunately. So, sorry, Panama, you're going home.
Terry?
I am going to say that Australia will not win the World Cup.
They're also in a host group, aren't they, as well? So Australia not winning the World Cup. They do like tournaments, though, don't they? They do like turning up and causing surprises. But yeah, I think you're right. They're not going to win this.
They're not. And, you know, I'm sorry. I apologise to all Australian football fans. But, you know, this is a country that plays cricket and rugby. I mean, what are you doing, guys? What are you doing?
I am going to go for Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan not going to win the World Cup. Jan, you're next. And this is an important part of this because this will get us to 16 teams. These are all the ones that we think are probably going to go out of the group stage. So, Jan, complete the set of 16. Who's not going to win the World Cup?
I was going to pick Uzbekistan. I had the group and everything lined up.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. So, South Africa are not going to win the World Cup. They've got the Czech Republic, who are already out, according to us, but they've also got Mexico, so they are not going to go through, and they're not going to win the World Cup.
Well, that's 16 teams. That's what you'll get after this weeks and weeks of group stage are complete. These will be the 16 teams you won't have in there anymore. And then we've got a knockout round of 32 teams. Round of 32. The equivalent, I think, of the fourth round of the FA Cup, isn't it, Terry?
Yes, something like that. To be fair, Graham, I wouldn't know about the fourth round of the FA Cup. let me just get that one in, shall I? Get that one and get that self-report in now. Yeah, it's definitely got Conference League and Europa League vibes about it, hasn't it? So it's decidedly unwelcome round of 32. Shocker.
Yes.
Shall I choose?
Yeah, choose a team that's not going to win the World Cup because they're going out in the round of 32.
I think at this point, I think it might be time to get stuck into the hosts.
Yeah.
And take your pick because I don't think any of them are going to win the World Cup. But I will go with Canada, I shall say, with regret that Canada, a fellow Commonwealth country, will not win the World Cup.
Yeah, the Commonwealth's taken a bit of a hit. Australia and Canada are just coming out of it quite quickly. And New Zealand already gone as well. So, yes.
Yeah, the British abandoning the Commonwealth. I mean, who ever heard of such a thing, eh?
And maybe I'm going to say then that part of Belgium's old empire is not going to win the World Cup. And say for DR Congo, DR Congo is not going to win the World Cup. Even though there should be some nice 1974 Zaire vibes about them.
They got some players, to be fair.
They do.
But yes, they are not going to win the World Cup.
They got in on the intercontinental playoffs, didn't they? Along
they
with
did,
Iraq,
yeah.
Didn't they? Jan?
Staying on with the hosts, I think that the United States of America land will not win the World Cup.
Oh, great. They're going to love that. Their stinky tournament that they're not going to, well, they're going to stink out the early part of it, and they're going to be out in the round of 32. Yeah, they're going to really love that, aren't they? They're going to make everyone feel welcome after that, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll probably ship all the remaining games off to Mexico behind that wall that they don't have.
Terry?
So, yeah, I mean, I think I will avoid another host for somebody else, I think. But, sorry, I'm floundering. Oh, no, it's because I'm still deciding. Sorry. I'm too busy listening to what you guys are saying and then not thinking about who I'm going to choose next. Just pick one, dude. Just pick one. I don't, in all candor, think that Paraguay are going to win the World Cup, although they will be a difficult team to play against.
And I think Sweden won't win the World Cup. Do think they'll be an easy team to play against.
Good on you. Graham Potter, Sweden.
Graham Potter, Sweden, yes. They're going at round of 32, and they'll feel glad to have got that far, I think.
Mm, yep, fair dues, fair dues.
Jan?
I think that Turkey, lovely country, lovely people, but they ain't going to win the World Cup.
Terry?
I think that Bosnia and Herzegovina will not win the World Cup.
Mm.
It's getting serious now, isn't it?
It's getting serious.
Yeah, it felt the tone shift there.
Yeah. There is suddenly.
It's getting real now.
Yeah. Well, not really. It's just a spreadsheet. It's not real.
I feel the shit getting real, even though, you know, it's not.
Austria are not going to win the World Cup.
Well, I mean, yes, but
did well in qualification, though, didn't they? But yeah, they're not going to win.
Tough side.
Yeah. Jan?
I think that South Korea are not going to win the World Cup.
Oh, going out early as well. South Korea, if you want to watch South Korea, listeners, you may have to wait to the knockout stages, because if you're in the UK, all of their games, all three of their games, are on at really, really inconvenient times. I think nearly all of them kick off at 2 a.m. So, which is probably better if you live in South Korea, I guess. But, not great news for us.
I mean, apart from Sonny, I don't know how much they've got to offer. I think they're fairly confident, but I think we can probably live without South Korea. I'm going to insult the nation of Morocco by choosing them before Algeria. Morocco will not win the World Cup.
Well done.
Oh, look, and Senegal's still in there. That's got to hurt.
That's got to hurt. Oh. Of course, because Senegal are a considerably better side than Morocco.
Yes.
Well, I think that Ecuador are not going to win the World Cup. They did really, really well in qualifying, but I think once things get real, I think they're going to struggle. Jan?
So going back to North Africa, I think that Algeria are not going to win the World Cup. They're in the same group as Argentina. But, of course, they're in with Jordan and Austria, who've already exited. So they may go a little further, but they're not going to win the World Cup.
Sorry?
I think that Mexico will not win the World Cup.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm pretty convinced Mexico won't win the World Cup.
And I think that Croatia will not win the World Cup. Jan, do you want to pick another one?
Yes, I think that Ghana are not going to win the World Cup. They're in with England and Croatia. They might get through at the expense of Panama in a knockout stage, but they're not going to win the World Cup.
Okay. Terry?
Well, I've always been a bit of an advocate for the Swiss, as you know, so I think it falls to me to have the honour of saying that they will not win the World Cup.
Granit Xhaka's Switzerland.
I really like Switzerland. I've forgiven them. A lot of people have never forgave them from 2006, but I have. Well, I think they'll be a good side, solid team to watch, well-balanced, good team to watch, but they're not good enough to win the World Cup. Do you think we should pause for a second just to look at who we have so far not picked? Because I'm looking at the list and it's very interesting.
Well, we are down to the last 16 now. So we should ponder who's actually survived this rather arbitrary and punishing selection process that we've gone through here. Terry, do you want to run through the names of the teams that we have remaining?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to push back and say this is not arbitrary. This is actually a pretty well-balanced selection of teams we picked here, actually. Brazil, Germany, Ivory Coast, Netherlands, Japan, Belgium, Egypt, Spain, Uruguay, France, Senegal, Norway, Argentina, Portugal, Colombia, and England. And I think that's a decent spread. And I don't think you'd be shocked. Maybe Ivory Coast, maybe Colombia. I don't think you'd be shocked, though, if this was what the final stages of the World Cup looked like, would we?
No, not at all. Not at all. The only seeds we've lost are the host nations. So, yeah, all the other group seeds are still in. All the pot one teams are still in there. Yeah, it's a nice global mix there, isn't it? We've still got Japan there from Asia. Still got a few African sides in there as well. Yeah, not so much from CONCACAF, but yeah. It's always going to be the way there, isn't it? Because it gets real, doesn't it, in a World Cup, doesn't it, Jan?
It certainly does. And there's some good teams in there that I think that will go, not the distance, but they're going to make an impact on this World Cup. So yeah, I think we've done really well.
Yeah, and of course, by the time you get to the round of 16, this is your fifth game in the tournament. So you should have your groove on by that time. And I suppose people might think, well, yeah, round of 16, we've had a good knock. It's not an embarrassing time to go out, but it does feel kind of weak, doesn't it, to not reach the quarterfinals. And my first pick for not reaching the quarterfinals, and by definition, not winning the World Cup, is going to be Colombia.
Hmm. Yep.
Jan?
So my pick, and I'm staying in North Africa, not for any other reason, and I just think they're the weakest team that we've got left.
Yeah.
It's Egypt. You've got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Egypt all depends on Salah, really, doesn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
I think, yeah, really.
How much he's been saving up.
How much of the good stuff has he been sitting on? Yeah, it's definite John Lennon late stage Beatles vibes about West Ham and Egypt. Well, or at least that's my theory. We shall see. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to go, unfortunately, with another African side, sorry. And that will be Ivory Coast, Cote d'Ivoire. I don't believe that, I don't think they win the World Cup.
I will say that Netherlands will not win the World Cup and they'll go out the round of 16. That's what I think.
Is that the biggest head to fall so far?
That's the biggest, that's the first seeded team to be called out there. So, yes.
In that case, I'm going to say Japan are not going to win the World Cup. Sorry, Japan.
That's early for me.
Yeah.
It's early for me, but it wasn't my choice.
No.
So I am going to say that Norway will not win the World Cup.
A lot of people's dark horses there, aren't they, Norway?
Mm, yeah.
Right. I'm going to say that Uruguay
yes.
are going out at this stage. See, this isn't actually the quarterfinals yet. We're not actually at the quarterfinals.
No.
This is the round of 16. We've still got one more team to pick out. And Jan, you get the honour of picking that one.
I think that Belgium are not going to win the World Cup.
Right, okay. So, Jan, do you want to quickly run down the last eight that we have? We've got seven of the nine teams that weren't hosts that were seeds, and also Senegal, haven't we? So, run through the full list there, Jan.
Okay, so the final eight are Brazil, Germany, Spain, France, Senegal, Argentina, Cristiano Ronaldo's Portugal, and England.
England are still there.
Of course they're still there.
But, Terry, it's your turn. So, do they survive the quarterfinals? Do they survive the quarterfinals?
I still think there's some culling to go beforehand. Yeah. This one is a bit controversial. I think that Argentina will not win the World Cup.
Whoa, now it's getting real, isn't it? Okay, right. Argentina, the first to go in these quarterfinal culls.
It's difficult to get back-to-back World Cups, isn't it? I think only two teams have ever done it. So it's,
and so much depends on how well Messi plays with that side. So,
yeah.
Speaking of.
Speaking of.
Graham.
I think Portugal are going out at this stage because they're still going to be picking Cristiano Ronaldo, aren't they?
The only caveat is if Ronaldo gets injured.
Or banned. Or banned.
And then Portugal suddenly become favourites to win the tournament. That's the drag factor that boy brings. Well, he's not a boy anymore, is he?
You know what I'm hoping for, Terry? I'm hoping for Maradona at USA 94.
Oh, that's... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you allowed to say that? I just prompt AI to Maradona USA goal celebration superimpose Ronaldo's face.
Yes. Well, there you go. Jan, who else is going out the quarterfinal stage?
Do you know what I'm going to go for?
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Germany.
Germany.
It's a tough one because they're one of the, you know, even though they haven't been at their best in recent years, I think by their own high standards, I think it's probably, they've probably gone far enough in this competition.
Yeah.
They've done all right, I think. Yeah.
Terry, you have the honour of choosing the last one out of the quarterfinal stage to go. Who is it going to be?
So I think that at this point, I'm going to say, I'm not going to be cute. I was going to be cute for a second, but I think that at this point, Senegal will not win the World Cup.
Right. Okay. So now we've got four teams, potential semi-finalists. I don't even know if this could actually work out to be the semi-finals, but we have Brazil, Spain, France, and England in the semi-finals. Now, Jan, that sounds like a pretty reasonable lineup of semi-finals to me, doesn't it?
That looks brilliant. Sad to see Senegal go out in the quarterfinals. I thought they did really well. Good run. But yeah, you've got some big players there. A bit surprising that England's managed to make it to the semi-finals. But
really?
You know.
Are you surprised? No, I'm not surprised. Which is shocking. Shocking bias,
yeah.
That.
Well, yeah, but hey, this is our podcast. We're allowed to be biased, aren't we?
Yes.
Okay, so it's up to me to choose which one of these, because I've only had 14 selections so far, and I think out of those four teams, the team that I think is going to go out the semi-final is going to be... Brazil.
Oh. You just never pick England, do you? Always. Every time he does one of these prediction things, listeners, he always says, oh, is England going to win the World Cup?
He's England till he dies, isn't he?
Even when we were garbage, he just can't stop himself.
I can't.
It's his heart goes into
can't.
His DNA.
It's there. You know, I wouldn't be doing this if that wasn't the way that I was made, Terry.
Fair dues, mate. Well, no, I'm with you. But
a good call on Brazil, though. They didn't have the best qualification. I think they went through... Just under a handful of managers. They've got Ancelotti now. And they lost for the first time at home in a World Cup qualifier when Argentina beat them. So they're not in the best of form. And they've got Neymar for some reason.
I think there's a lot of faith in Ancelotti and a lot of love and respect for him. And he has kind of turned it around, but he's not been there for very long. There is a strong argument to say that Brazil did well to get as far as they did in this, bearing in mind that this is fictional, didn't actually happen. The World Cup is yet to happen. Just a reminder, listener, this isn't the actual World Cup. We're not just saving you an awful... I mean, we are kind of saving you an awful lot of time from what we know, but this is not the World Cup.
Not the actual World Cup.
Nevertheless, in the way that we're doing this, I think we've given Brazil maybe a little bit more credit getting this far. But anyway, so three more to go. What happens now?
Well, I would point out that if Brazil do go deep in the tournament and if England do go deep and win their groups, they are destined to meet in the semi-final. So Maybe that's what will have happened. Well, we've got. How do you want to play this now, lads? We've got three teams left. We can either talk about the relative merits of each of them, or we can just carry on and just pick out who's not going to win the World Cup, and Jan will be up first. Which way do you want to go for it, guys?
I want to go next.
Just to be clear, this means that no one is going to win the World Cup.
No. whoever is left will be the winners. So that's yeah. Well, of course, Trump wins the World Cup, doesn't he? That's
apart from Trump, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Well, let's just do it then. There's only three teams left that could possibly win the World Cup. Jan, who is not going to win the World Cup?
Well, you do know, guys, that I am the least patriotic Englishman that lives on this little island. So I'm sorry, Graham, and the rest of England, but England are not going to win the World Cup.
Well, and that's where our credibility just falls away, doesn't it?
Ruining everything, Jan.
Terry, so it's between Spain and France then for the World Cup final.
And it would appear the decision's mine as well.
And it is.
Okay, well, I'm willing to take representations and the interest of fairness from anyone who wants to. I mean, I've already decided, but I'm willing to take representations for the sake of content. Yeah.
I am lining up the audio cue of Hank Scorpio right now, okay?
Well, you might be wrong there, Cham.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah. One horrific bias, I think the Crystal Palace and Crystal Palace alumni trifecta of JP Mateta, Maxence Lacroix and Michael Olise, I think, are informing my decision very much. Also, I think that Spain have got some... I think they have some injury problems. I mean, Lamal will be fit, but whether or not he's match ready is going to be a big problem for them, and they've got some quite tired players. I'm not altogether certain that Spain have enough, and so I believe Spain will not win the World Cup. I believe that at the beginning of this whole process, and I believe it now.
Interestingly, I think if Spain and France do go deep into it, as I said, Brazil and England would have been met in the semi-finals, so would France and Spain. So I think if we are talking about those four semi-finalists together, England beating Brazil and then losing to France in the final, yeah, that sounds like something that could seriously happen, doesn't it?
Definitely got Michael Olise 76 minutes written on it, hasn't it?
Oh,
an England-France,
yes.
Final.
Yeah. Jan, are you happy with that? Are you happy with France winning the World Cup again?
I'm never happy with France doing well in football, obviously.
You chose England.
But there was also Spain there, and Terry picked France because of Crystal Palace. There's no science in this.
No.
You need to let go of the fact I picked England, right? Some people aren't that patriotic, Grim. Like, just because you're sitting there with your calf tattoo. Right?
Well, now we've all got these teams here in their places, and now we can actually go through the whole tournament now, and we can give the listeners a running score of how well our picks have done. So we've actually made our own sweepstake here of teams as they go out the tournament here. So listeners, yeah, I'll come up with some hideously complicated point scoring system by which it really weights itself so that I win in the end. And I'll explain it to Terry, and he'll just nod along and just
as per. Oh yeah. Oh really? Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea, Graham.
So there you go, listeners. I don't know if that's actually informed you at all about who will actually win the World Cup, but I think as vibes go, guys, I think we did a very good vibey selection process, didn't we, Jan?
I think so. I thought that was, well, one, hugely enjoyable. And two, I think we're not too far away from it there.
Yeah.
The two favourites were dodging bullets the whole time there, weren't they? And I think England dodged more than a few bullets throughout that process.
Yes, yeah. And as did Brazil. But I think it goes to show that you can look at every team out there and think that, well, actually, they're not that great. But I suppose that's a World Cup, isn't it, Terry? And of course, you know, you went uber vibes by making it all about Crystal Palace at the end there, didn't you?
Well, it's been that kind of year for Crystal Palace. I mean, if not now, then when? And just a reminder, Crystal Palace have won three trophies in the last, you know, 12 and a bit months. So why wouldn't their players, and indeed alumni from their players, continue to do so? So, I'll just, you know, Crystal Palace are going to have a big say in football in general for the next six to eight weeks, I'm going to suggest to you.
And if I'm honest, the only reason that I favoured Senegal so much is because Habib Diarra plays for them.
Absolutely. And why on earth not?
Exactly.
I mean, why the hell not? I mean, like, what? I mean, we're not journalists, are we? I'll tell you what, though, lads. I am really, after this, I'm really looking forward to the World Cup.
Yeah.
Whereas before this, I was fairly sort of like,
Well, the action does kick off on Thursday. And yes, there is going to be, for us in the UK, there's going to be at least a game on around 8 o'clock-ish in the evening for us to watch. But yeah, there's a lot on at very unsociable hours in the mornings. But hey, top tips if you're around our age is have a nice glass of water about 10 o'clock and you'll be ready to get out of bed at 2:30.
Very good.
I think they already know that, Graham, but it's worth saying out loud.
Or just don't have a glass of water and still be ready to get out of bed at 2:30 for the same reason.
Jan, are you looking forward to the World Cup a bit more now after this vibey discussion?
Yeah, very much so. Like you said, it's a shame that I won't get to see all of them because of the scheduling. But I'm hopeful. I'm really hopeful. There's some kind of highlight show on in the morning. I can download and watch on the train on the way to work. That'll be pretty good.
I think you can rely on that.
Yeah, I think ITVX and iPlayer will be your friend on that. I think they'll be all across that, I'm sure.
Yeah, one of the things I remember from the first World Cup I remember was 1986. And at 5:30, they showed the previous night's games, and I was just hooked on that. It was absolutely brilliant. So hopefully they've got something that's not 5:30 because I'll still be at work, but something nice early in the morning so it, I can get stuck into it on the train.
Yeah, they did crazy things in the mid-80s.
They did.
They made Barry Norman the anchor of the Olympic coverage, didn't they, one year?
Really? Wow. That was a thing.
Yeah.
Is Barry Norman from Film Night?
Yes, it's him. Same
Barry Norman. And why not? And all of that.
As I say, we will be back next week after group games from about four or five groups, I think, by the time we three start talking about football again. So we'll at least know how things are going down, how many people are actually in the grounds. By the time we get together, we'll know whether or not Iran managed to get into America, because their first game, I think, will be a few hours after we record. So they should be at least on the way to the ground by then. And so, yeah, there'll be plenty to discuss next time round, won't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And it'll be great for Jan as well, because, of course, the last time the US hosted a World Cup, famously, Jan checked out. And has no memory of the of the night, because he was presumably off living life.
I think it's a conspiracy, because I have no recollection of it whatsoever. So
you were out of it, mate. Just get on with it. Just be honest with it. You were out of it, and so
I was having too much fun.
It's fair enough, you know. It's fair enough. I have similar vibes, a lot of vibes of 98. I kind of, you know, I remember watching 98 in various altered states. So it's all good, my friend. It's all good, but we are now at a point now where, yeah, unfortunately, it's not going to be staying up till very, very late watching these games, unless, of course, as Graham points out, we get caught short, which will happen. So, yeah.
Well, I think we've done all we can, really, to get our listeners into the sort of mood that we think that they need to be in to enjoy the World Cup. But I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're already halfway there anyway. But that is all we have time for this preview. So from me, Graham Sibley, from Jan Bilton, and from Terry DeFillon, it's goodbye.
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 Get in touch with us on Blue Sky or Instagram, where we are at Sound of Football, or go to sofpodcast.com. Like us, share us, rate us and review us. Do it now!
Too much. Seizure.